I was gonna do an intro, but today just doesn't seem like it needs to be an intro because you already know what we're here to talk about. I am your host, Cam Silver of the Silver Boys Podcast.
I am your co-host, Kyle Silver of the Silver Boys Podcast.
Man, Kyle, last weekend, Friday at 6 p.m., free agency started.
Things hit the fan.
And things hit the fan quickly.
Quickly.
Very quickly. Very, very quickly. And literally from the start of free agency all the way up to right now when we're recording this, I have a whole list of notes. And it's just of everybody that signed. To whatever team that they signed to, you know what I mean? Draymond Green going back to Golden State. You know, Kyrie Irving's going back to Dallas.
Which I was a little surprised about.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, I thought he would take a little more time to, you know, I guess kind of see if he did have a market.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, for him, especially like back in April, because his season ended back in April, I guess you get a little more time to
actually
see what your market
out.
What it could be, but then also you kind of have to see how the playoffs go and how everything goes throughout there. But yeah, no, I was kind of surprised about that too. But he guess he got his little bag or whatever. You know,
yeah, he's happy.
They're trying to sign. You know. They got a couple wings. Matisse Thybulle was supposed to be going there, but then Portland matched it.
Yeah,
yeah. They matched. They got another. Let's see. Dwight Powell resigned. Dante. You remember Dante Exum?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's back. He's back. He's with Dallas now.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Dante Exum.
That's actually kind of crazy.
Yeah,
I haven't heard that name in like at least 2 years.
Remember, he was like your villain. Yeah, in 2K. Yeah. I forgot what 2K was, but he was like your arch nemesis.
Yeah. And then that was the last time we heard about him.
You seen him or heard about him? Yeah, he's supposed to be the next big star. Another one, Seth Curry.
Going to Dallas. Yeah, that's
interesting.
Very.
Because I'm looking at Dallas and I'm like, you guys need more wings. You guys need like a, I'm not going to say a downed big man, but a big man that could do.
Protect the rim a little bit more.
Protect the rim, exactly. And you know, like I said, they re-signed Dwight Powell. I think they still have JaVale McGee. They could re-sign Christian Wood, but they weren't really using Christian Wood.
Not as much as they should.
As much as they should have.
And he could have been more, he was a good defensive player, but he could have had more of a defensive presence, in my opinion, down there in Dallas.
Yeah.
Just because he is so tall, he is so big.
Yeah, he's a little undersized, but he is pretty long, though.
That's what I'm saying.
And he's athletic.
I think he could guard pretty much 2 through 5, if you ask me, in my opinion. So, I mean, maybe just getting him to commit to that defensive, you know, intensity, I think that they would have more of a chance, in my opinion. Him, Luka.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's just how I feel about it.
I can see that. Yeah, especially.
And I think it's kind of bad that Matisse Thybulle that he got matched by Portland.
Yeah, because that would have been a pretty big.
That would have been a very good pickup for Dallas.
Yeah,
just because he is a defensive player.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So I think that would have helped them a lot.
Oh, you know
in
who
this
else?
Free agency.
You know who else is over there now too? Grant Williams got sent over there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was shocked to see
that. That was a big one. I thought Boston would end up retaining him.
Me too.
You know, maybe for like 2-3 more years.
Me too.
But
I didn't
think that they'd do it, but they wanted to get the trade. They're building. I feel like most people are building up assets because they're actually trying to go at the Dame.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, you know, also, if you didn't hear the news, yes, Damian Lillard has finally built up the courage to ask for a trade after basically every NBA fan has been asking him to do so. You know, and then now it's a little, I mean, I'm not going to say it's beef, but it's a little whatever with him and, like, Paul George, because he had called out Paul George for running away from the grind at a certain point.
He did.
Now Paul George is trying to call him out. If you want to call it double standard, you can call it double standard. I don't see it that way because Dame tried.
Dame actually tried and was still trying up until last week.
Yeah, like Dame really, really tried. You know, he stayed there, stayed committed for so long. He wanted to be one of the ones. You know, he wanted to be the Kobe's. He wanted to be Dirk. You know what I mean? He wanted to be one of those ones. And it just didn't happen. Sadly, Portland is not a marketable place. They're not, you know.
They're not going to get high-level guys that want to come to Portland and play with them. Excuse me. And, you know, is that on Dame? Is that on just Portland? Like, I don't really know.
I don't know. I feel like it could. I feel like it's a little more on Portland. The front office could have done a lot better, you know, structuring those teams, especially, you know, those teams with CJ McCollum when they were getting, you know, to the second round, you know, sometimes hitting the conference finals, you know, they could have done a lot better building those teams around them.
And you get a solid big around them back then. Who knows?
Solid big. And, you know, they had it was weird because they had a plethora of wings, but they weren't standout wings. You know, like Al-Farouq Aminu.
Yeah, no, that's not.
Yeah, you know, like they don't have that. What's a good wing?
Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, like an Aaron Gordon. They didn't have like an OG Anunoby.
Yeah.
You know, like a Pascal Siakam. They didn't have, you know, that affirmative third option.
It was really just down to Dame.
To Dame and
CJ back when they had CJ, yes. Right.
And they
yes.
were, you know, they're undersized.
Very.
They're not the same Very. As, they're not the same as Steph and Clay, who are so good without, like, moving without the ball, that it makes them, you know, a tough cover. You know, like Dame, you know, Dame kind of needs the ball, you know.
He does, yeah.
CJ
no,
kind of needs the ball, so. But yeah, no, I feel like Dame is finally doing the right thing. His biggest thing, he wants to go to Miami, basically almost any other team. I think any other team except for Miami or the Nets, from what I'm hearing. Any other team he's not really going to play for.
He's not. Like, they're saying that he will be unhappy.
Yeah.
Like who wants an unhappy player in their organization? That's just going to bring morale down.
And the Celtics are like trying to get him. I'm like, what's the point of bringing in an unhappy player? And then trying to convince them. That's like going into a marriage, you know, thinking that, oh, yeah, such and such, like, you know, like your other half wants to have a kid, but then you don't. That's like going to that marriage and then, you know, trying to convince each other either to have a kid or not to have a kid. And then it's just going to break down.
It's just going to break down. Sooner or later, it will.
Yeah.
And you can't have that within your organization.
Correct.
So why not just try to get him where he needs to go?
Exactly. Like, you could, like, I would be like, okay, like, I would join in on a trade. You know, maybe I might get another, you know, player out of it. But if Dame don't want to be here, then I can't control that. You know what I mean? Then I'll be like, all right, whatever. Send Dame to where he wants to go. You know, and then you know, let the chips fall where they may.
Figure it out from there.
Yeah,
at that point.
But Boston's trying to be greedy, in my opinion.
A little too greedy.
You already got Tatum. You already got Brown. You already got KP. You know, I think if anything, you know, a lot of people are coming to the reality that, you know, they might not be trading for Dame. Maybe they could be trading for someone like Siakam or maybe OG Anunoby. So, I don't know. I don't see it for Boston to get Dame like that.
It doesn't make sense
because Dame is too high power of a player, and if you're that high power of a player, I'm like, all right,
you need the ball in your hands more.
Not even that, but I'm like, all right, one of your two stars has to come with me. Then either Tatum or Brown has to come with me. Someone has to go. You can't just sit here and think that you're gonna
all
build,
three of y'all
yeah, you think
you're
gonna
no.
build the Phoenix Suns. No, you're
no.
not.
No.
Remind everybody, the Phoenix Suns, the only way that they were really able to build that team is because Bradley Beal had the no-trade clause. Damian Lillard does not have a no-trade clause. So, yes, Portland can choose where to send him based on the assets that they get back.
I agree. I don't know how. It's a little iffy because I feel like it should have happened by now, too.
Oh, yeah.
If he really was going to Miami and he's very adamant about it, it should have and it would have happened by now. So something else is going on behind the curtain, in my opinion, right now that we just don't know about.
Well, it can't happen because they can't do a trade just them two together. If it would have happened already, I think it would have happened already. So this is one of those, you know, it's complicated. It's not just going to be a straight up, you know.
Yeah, it's not going to be a straight up one-on-one trade. Yeah, no.
It can't be.
Portland's going to ask for a lot more for him.
Oh, hell yeah. So, like,
if he wants to go to Miami, you either going to give up Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, or the both of them.
Yeah, you got to give up those guys. You got to give up picks. And you have no choice but to bring in other teams.
I was seeing that it might be like a five-team like trade going down.
It would have to be. It would have to be. And everybody would have to eat off of it.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't have no losers in that five-team trade at all. Because somebody's going to feel like
somebody's
they got
gonna
got.
Feel like they exactly.
So, I don't know. I wanted to talk about Dante DiVincenzo to the Knicks.
Yeah,
that's a great pickup.
That's a great pickup for them. They needed that.
Them Villanova boys are back. You got Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo. It's a good squad. A little undersized, but it's a good squad.
And it's cool because they kind of mirror Tom Thibodeau's way, you know, just like play hard-nosed.
Rough Riders.
Hard-nosed basketball, you know. And, I like that pickup, but they need more. They need to do...
Get rid of Julius Randle.
For what?
I don't know. There's no market. Nothing
like
whatsoever.
This last playoff run did nothing for him except literally hurt him.
That's all it did.
Market hurt him. Him and RJ Barrett. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can't be a number two pick and play the way that you did. Or was he number? Yeah, no, he was.
Might have been three.
No, he was
two.
He was two.
Two.
Actually, no. Excuse me. I'm sorry. He was three. Because it was Zion, then it was Ja, then it was RJ.
Yes. Yes.
He was three. Excuse me. But yes. Still, same thing. Same difference.
Two, three. It don't matter.
Yeah,
whatever.
You got to. You can't go into playoff games, you know, only scoring 8 points a game. It's not it. While your point guard is literally dying and scoring 40.
Like your point guard.
Yeah.
Like
undersized point guard too. He ain't no
dominating
6'5",
the game.
6'6", yeah, no. He's 6'3", and he's just out there just doing as he pleases.
And RJ Barrett should have no problem doing what he pleases. He has the skill set to do it. You know? So it's just why not?
Right.
Why not? What's really holding you back, in my opinion? Because RJ Barrett is a phenomenal player. He has that edge on him. He looks like he really, really, really wants to be out there. So it's just 8 points a game in the playoffs. We can't have that.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not saying it's 8 points a game. I'm probably exaggerating, but you know what I mean. Like, he's had games where he just doesn't show.
You don't have to exaggerate. You can be honest.
No, I'm like, cause I don't know, because I didn't actually look up
his. I know, I'm just saying. Like, but it felt like it was 8 points a game.
Yeah, because those are the only significant points that he would get, or like at least, you know, 6 to 8 points. So.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, no, that's a tough situation. You know, Julius Randle doesn't really have a market. Also, he doesn't have like the greatest contract. He basically signed. You know who contract he has? He basically has the same contract as Jeremy Grant. Four years. I forgot what it was that Jeremy got. Jeremy got like 4 years, 150 something mil. And that's also basically probably the reason why that Dame wanted that trade.
Yes.
Because, yeah. Oh, excuse me. He got 5 years, 160 mil.
Okay.
Why is Jeremy Grant getting 5 years, 160 mil?
5 years for Jeremy Grant. That's...
What has he done?
I'm not the person to ask.
No all-stars, no nothing.
Nothing.
No all-stars, no nothing. Like he.
5 years.
That's the power of Rich Paul right there. That right there is the power of Rich Paul, because all his players got paid.
Yes, yeah, and they all. It feels like every free agency they always do.
Clutch Sports knows something.
They got something, man. You're right about that. You're right about that. Bruce Brown, Indiana, though.
Yeah, I seen that coming. Not to Indiana, at least, but
I seen him leaving Denver. But it was just, I was kind of hoping that he wouldn't leave. And honestly,
I felt that, but yeah, there wasn't enough money for him.
No,
nowhere close, because especially like all the other deals that you get thrown out. I think the best they probably would have done was probably with him, maybe just over a vet minimum, just over that. And after what he gave in that final,
he was
run,
pretty, I would say he was pretty significant off the bench for them.
He was their sixth man, he was their best. Yeah, he was their sixth man.
He was,
yeah, yeah. He was easily. Easily, him and Aaron Gordon were the unsung heroes of that finals run.
Absolutely.
But yeah, no, he deserves it. He's getting 2 years, 45 mil. Again, what, that's 22-23 mil a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bag right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bag right there, and he deserved it. He played his tail off for that one. So.
And that's what we were expecting from a Julius Randle,
yeah,
or an RJ Barrett,
mm-hmm,
was a Bruce Brown performance in terms of doing what your team needs you to do in order to get over the hump.
Right.
And for Julius Randle and them to not do that when they had a pretty good chance, it was just, you know.
Where was that?
That's what I was expecting.
Right. Because, like, now it's getting to a point where, like, a good amount of these players, you know, like Julius Randle and others, getting to a point where, like, now I don't care what you do in the regular season.
No, yeah, me either.
Like, I could care less what you do in the regular season. Like, now I need to really, like, you really have to ramp it up when.
When it counts.
Exactly. When the other stars do it, too. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay. You know, sometimes you might have a bad game, you might fall off one game, but how do you bounce back? How do you affect the game in different areas?
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things that I've seen from Jason Tatum couldn't hit a shot in, what was that, game six?
Mm-hmm.
That Philly series.
Game. Mm-hmm.
He couldn't hit a shot, but guess what? He was grabbing boards. And guess what? And he never shied away from his shot. He never shied away from the moment. The biggest thing is he never took bad shots.
Yeah.
Julius Randle takes bad shots. What is the, you know, why are you getting the ball free throw line extended on the elbow, and why are you jabbing three times and then going to that side
and then,
and
you
then
hit
doing
a step
fadeaway?
Back. Or a step back fadeaway.
Where are you going? Where
you're not creating no type
you,
of offense.
You're not going anywhere.
Like,
you're literally not going anywhere. Like, that's my biggest thing. Like, you're not going anywhere. Like, I keep, it's something that, like, I think about on a daily, Kyle. Like, it doesn't.
It haunts you. It haunts it really you at this point.
Because I'm sitting there, because I remember standing in front of my TV, and I'm like, pass the ball. I'm like, no, don't do that. No, come on.
It's just so many decisions that you know that you wouldn't have made.
No, like not at all. Like I said, three jabs, he throws three jabs at you. One,
with the left foot. Two, one, two, three.
Yes, and then what does he do? He goes to that side that he just jabbed on, one dribble, then after that, sidesteps into a fadeaway. Once again, sir, where are you going?
I don't get it.
You don't do it in the regular season.
It makes me want to throw up watching it sometimes. It really, really does. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Oh, my God. And then after that, sometimes they be on a fast break. He gets the ball and he shoots the ball from three. Why? Your big body, go into the paint. Please.
There's no reason why Jalen Brunson should be the one going into the paint more than you. And Jalen Brunson was eating.
He's what? Crafty. He was crafty around that rim. Crafty around that rim.
Come on, man. I don't know.
It's things like that. See, it's I don't know. It's things like that that just piss me off. Like, do more.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do more the same move.
Mm-hmm.
Do more other moves. Get other moves.
Yeah.
Go buy some VC from the VC store and get better moves.
You don't got enough VC, man. I don't know. You're spending it all on clothes and tattoos.
Not doing anything.
I don't get it. I did actually wanted to ask you a question. Hmm. How do you feel about the Lakers re-signing D'Angelo Russell, given his performance in the playoffs?
People act like he had, like, a whole bad performance. He had one bad series.
I don't say he had a bad performance. I was just asking.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying, like, he played good in the first round. Played good in the second round against Golden State. In the third round, he just didn't have it. That's fine. Because that, guess what? Every series is different. Every game is different. And I keep trying to explain that to people. You can't go into, you know, the playoffs is a different animal.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like I said, every NBA coach, you could ask all coaches that watch the NBA. Every single game is different because there are different adjustments to the game plan. There are certain guys that they know not to get off. If we don't let D'Lo get off, then guess what? We can manage the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm.
If you turn D'Lo into a passer, guess what? You know what I mean? That's another 10 to 12 points that you don't have to worry about.
I just say, in my opinion, at times he looked a little too hesitant for me. And then when he would go, it looked like to me he was just forcing up some bad shots.
Yeah.
To me.
And he was.
In times where they could have gotten better, way, way better shots.
Probably, yeah.
But in terms of a facilitator, in terms of getting the ball where it needs to go, he's great at that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's one of the best at facilitating the ball.
Especially off that pick and roll. He's very nice off that pick and roll. Very crafty off that pick and roll.
No, he might be one of the best decision makers off the pick and roll.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we don't talk about.
Yes. I can agree with that.
But, yeah, no, I'm not mad at the signing. I think the signing's actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Another signing I liked a lot was Gabe Vincent.
Yeah.
Shout-outs to my boy Justin. He's out there. He's over in Sacramento. He's working with the front office out there. And he texted me the other night. He was like, yeah, I just seen Gabe Vincent. I was like, really? He was like, yeah. He was like, he's pretty big. I was like, how big? He's like 6'5".
Oh, my God.
What in the world? Because I'm looking at him on TV. I'm
yeah,
like,
he don't look.
He look like he's 6'2",
6'3". 6'2", yeah, max, I would say, 6'2".
Yeah, no, he's big. He's all of 6'5", and he's an Aki body, too.
That is a great pickup for them.
Yeah.
He's a rough rider.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that will go after the ball in dirty play situations.
He could create his own shot.
Yes.
That's what I like, too.
Mm-hmm.
He could create his own shot. He could play make a little bit, mm-hmm. too. So, yeah, no, he has everything.
He does. He really
does.
He
has everything.
He got the intangibles. He got the tangibles. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I wasn't mad at that at that pickup
that
at all.
That was a very I think that was a steal. That was a steal. Jackson Hayes
mm-hmm.
was a steal too,
because mm-hmm.
they always need help down low. You know, getting Austin Reeves back was
mm-hmm.
big. Getting Rui Hachimura back was big too. Who else? They got Torian Prince. Yes, they got Torian Prince,
mm-hmm.
3-and-D wing. So you know the.
The Lakers are in a very good position.
Yeah, the Lakers might, so far, are in the lead for, you know, in terms of free agency signings. I think of, like, revamping their team and, like, making the team whole again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after they were, you know, basically, like, lost basically most of their roster.
Mm-hmm.
But bringing it back to where it was before. It kind of
makes adding
it,
more it, as yeah, well.
Exactly, and it kind of makes me a little reminiscent of the 2020 team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because okay. They got all these different guys, and as long as LeBron and AD are healthy, mm-hmm. you got a chance. Basically, do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only thing is getting a guy like a Christian Wood, maybe a if JaVale McGee is available, you know.
Yeah, again,
like a Dwight Howard back or like a DeMarcus Cousins back. You know, if they get one of those big men
exactly
right there, and you let AD be interchangeable from the 4 and the 5, depending mm-hmm. on like the minutes that Darvingham wants to play him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that will, you know, complete their team. So,
I agree. Real quick. Mm-hmm. It's a shame that Boogie's not like as valued as he once was.
Yeah,
it's kind of sad to see him. In my opinion, I really, really love Boogie.
Yeah,
I love DeMarcus Cousins.
I've always loved his game. I've always loved the way that he played the game.
Yes,
very, you know. Passionate, bully ballish,
bully ball, passionate. Cared,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's a shame that he's not. He's a very, very, very good big, great big, in my opinion.
He
could be top five in this league if he really like if he had the chance.
Yeah. He asked, I forgot who it was on the Warriors. It was either Joe Lacob or it was the GM.
Mm-hmm.
But he had asked. He was like, "Why am I not on the NBA team?" And they said everyone's afraid of like your attitude and stuff like that.
I feel like that's just something you have to accept at a certain point.
It is something that you have to accept at a certain point, but
especially
also,
with Golden State, that's a great fit. Would it not be?
I mean, it would be, but you also have to understand. Like, think about what happened with the whole Draymond Green and Jordan Poole thing, what that attitude brought,
mm-hmm.
and what cost them
mm-hmm.
of their run. You know what I mean? So I think more so is about the camaraderie of the locker room. You know, you have to have good camaraderie. If you don't, then you're not going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on display.
It was this season.
For the Warriors
yeah.
and stuff like that. And I think it was on display for, like, a lot of other
mm-hmm.
teams, too. So, yeah, no, I think that's the only reason why. But for me, personally, I would love to have him on my team. He's a dog.
Yes.
He's somebody that, you know, I would just want him around just because he brings that energy every night.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I agree with you. But from my understanding, that's probably how the NBA looks at it, because, you know, this thing is way more than just signing players mm-hmm. and, you know, having the best talent out there is a business, too. So. Mm-hmm.
And, all right, going back real quick to the Lakers,
mm-hmm.
something I just saw from our notes, Cam Reddish
yeah.
to the Lakers.
Yeah.
Good pickup.
That's a big pickup. If they let Cam Reddish do what he wants to do,
he could be a star in this league.
Yeah.
He really could.
Yeah. Because
it wasn't like he was getting no PT in with the Knicks.
Right. He wasn't, though. That was the thing.
They weren't giving him the opportunity
to. Yeah, Tom never gave him the opportunity. When he was in Atlanta, because he got drafted there, when he was in Atlanta, he just got, you know, bombarded with other wings that were out there. So it was hard for him to find his footing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in New York, Tom Thibodeau didn't like the fact that he wasn't a strong defensive player, so mm-hmm. he didn't play him. When he first got to Portland, he had minutes. And the minutes that he had were strong minutes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was going out there, he was, like, averaging, like, 15 to 20. You know, but if he comes to the Lakers and he does that, along with, you know, Rui Hachimura coming off the bench with him, yeah.
That's a dangerous bench.
Yeah.
That's a real dangerous bench. Talk about depth.
That's a deep bench.
Talk about depth.
The more I'm thinking about it, because think about it, you also have Gabe Vincent coming off the bench.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
Torian Prince would be off the bench, too.
They're going to contend with Denver again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the whole point. We were all talking about Denver and their depth. That was the number one thing. Yeah, that was the number one thing.
I see what you mean. Lakers actually, yeah, you're right.
Lakers did
definitely win free agency, in my opinion, right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The more you think about the more that you look at the signings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And to figure out how to convince guys to do, oh, yeah, like, just give us, you know, 1 year, $4.5 million, 1 year, $5 million, stuff like that. That's big. That's big.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another team that's trying to do that, too, is the Suns. But the Suns don't really have anybody that's like, oh, wow.
Mm-mm.
Except for Eric Gordon.
Yeah, Eric Gordon.
Eric Gordon is, like, the only person where I'm like, oh, okay.
Like, he could do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then everybody else I'm looking at, I'm like, oh,
yeah, like, Yuta Watanabe. Like, he's a good, he could shoot the three, though. He really, really can.
Yeah,
back in Brooklyn when he was with KD,
oh, yeah,
he was somewhat reliable.
Yeah, he was shooting. I think he's, like, career, like, he shoots, like, over, like, 45% from three. or something like that. So, yeah, no, he's pretty good. But then, like, everybody else that I was looking at, yeah, I was like, no,
it's not anything to be excited, too much excited about. Yeah, you're like, just trying to build around all of these big old contracts that you got.
I'm like, yeah, you tried. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what I think we all expected it to be. Mm-hmm. You know?
At least they're trying to make some moves, though.
Yeah.
It's not like they're quiet.
It's not like they're quiet or anything. You know? Yeah. I mean,
they
have no choice.
They have to.
They got no choice but to.
Come on, man.
They should have been the first one on the phone with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see. Now, the biggest thing that started pissing me off, because I started to see, they was like, oh, yeah, like Kyrie Irving's going to take a meeting with Phoenix. I was like, and do what?
Why?
And do what? And hear them talk about, oh yeah, we just want you for 1 year.
That no,
and do what?
No.
Yeah,
no.
That's why I was saying, like, all right, Kyrie going back to Dallas makes sense because yeah, there's nothing else out there for him. Because about the amount of money that he was probably asking for too. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure if the Lakers had the money to do it, they would.
I think they would.
They would have for sure. But yeah, no, they just didn't have the money. LeBron and AD are making too much on their contract. So yeah, no, it makes sense. But yeah, no, that. The agency it's been fun so far.
It really has. It's
been fun so far. Mm-hmm. Summer League. Summer League has started.
Crazy.
Let's see, the California one, Sacramento, that's where my boy seen Gabe Vincent. Mm-hmm. And then the other one in Utah, but the Vegas one starts Friday.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe Victor Wembanyama will be playing Friday night, 9:00.
So I'm the lawyer out for.
Yeah, against Charlotte. So against Brandon Miller.
Brandon Miller. And yeah.
He's been having a tough time a little bit.
Yeah, he has. He's still getting adjusted.
Obviously, he's still getting adjusted. But, yeah, no, he'd be having like 6 fouls in like the first half. I'd be like, bro.
I seen some stats that said 6 points, 8 fouls. I said, how do you even get 8 fouls in a game?
Because Summer League, they let you do what you
please. Yeah, that's just like,
you get like an unlimited amount of fouls or something like that, or yeah, something crazy.
I was like,
you
can't blame this kid for one game, man.
Yeah,
like, come on.
Like 2 games, he had 6 fouls. I'm like, bro, don't do the Ben Simmons, please. Don't do
that's foul. Yeah, that's foul. Oh my God. Nah, that's it, bro. That's it. Nope. No.
You know I had to catch it in there. Speaking of Ben Simmons, I seen him working out. He said that I don't care about your workouts, but he said that he's not going to play for Australia because he wants to work on rehabbing his body and getting ready for the NBA season, because he said that the exact same thing last year. So whatever the heck that means. Maybe he means he goes from 5 points a game to 7. Who knows? And that is the podcast for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed just as much as we did. Shout out to all those Knicks fans and Nets fans out there. Yeah, I know it's tough out there for my Knicks fans.
It's tough.
That's all right. Something good will happen.
Something's coming down the pipe, boys.
At some point. I don't know if it's this year, next year, or the year after that, but something good at some point is happening.
In 5 years.
But all love to everybody. Appreciate you guys for listening. Tune in next week. We'll have more for you guys later on.
Yes, sir. Thank you.